favorite professors in seminary used to quote Latin phrases to us and at us, and I loved it, and then I can never remember them. One of them was, abuse does not preclude proper use. I'm not even going to try and say it in the Latin. This past Sunday, we started a series on the book of Revelation, and I have no idea what your experience is with the book of Revelation, but as I was thinking about 5 more minutes on Revelation, I realized that I want to say abuse does not preclude proper use. We ought not to let the number of bad Revelation teachers stop us from studying it properly, and more importantly, allowing it to grip us, allowing the imaginative, evocative, sensory blasts of the visions that Jesus gave to John make us more aware of things that the rest of Scripture tells us but does not picture for us the way that the Revelation does. And particularly, there are things that I notice that Christians fall prey to, and sometimes it's because of bad teaching on Revelation, and it's so ironic. One is fear. Men and women are afraid of the end times, and yet one of the first things that is said to John is fear not. And the images, though wild and very challenging to our imagination, surely the number of eyes, E-Y-E-S, in the book are frightening. And yet, what's the point of the book is to fear less. And oftentimes, a jaded, historic, premillennial stand picture of Revelation leads people to more fear. And one of the many purposes of the book is that we see that the Lamb has already conquered, has already freed us, and that is to drive out fear. Your fear is legit, and it ought not to be made worse by the book of Revelation. That's the very opposite of it. Another one, and this is amazing, is some of the ways, especially through political means, the book can actually stoke some forms of racism and nationalism. And both of those things are so anti-Jesus' teaching, and especially the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is incredibly clear that God pursues people from every tongue and tribe and nation and race and color. And yet sometimes through, in my opinion, an incredibly shallow and wrong reading of the book, we'll come to believe that certain things don't matter and other things do matter, and these can subtly and indirectly stoke racial and nationalistic problems, not just in America either, certainly around the globe. And yet the book of Revelation is so clear that God loves everyone and that his redeemed, sealed people are from every tongue and tribe and nation. Another problem is that the book of Revelation sometimes is utilized to press people towards evangelism, which is a good thing. And yet, in doing so, the book can subtly undermine the importance of the mundane. It can subtly undermine the importance of prayer and worship. And it's so ironic because the book itself, the vision itself, gives us a glorious image from the heavenly perspective of these things. Your job, in light of the book of Revelation, is seen as noble and good. And some of the work of it, perhaps, will last into the new heavens and the new earth that come down at the end of the book. And so I don't know how familiar you are with the book. I don't know if you have listened to it or read it or studied it or experienced it in corporate worship in a long time, but abuse does not preclude proper use. Don't let the number of bad teachers about this book distract you from its beautiful vision of Christ. Things we already know intellectually and through the propositional truths, the self and his people, but specifically that the love of God drives out fear. Most of us don't experience it that way every moment, but that is the purpose in many ways of every book of the Bible and every gospel message, not to increase it. God calls us to love neighbor regardless of what they look like, the mundane portions of your life from the perspective of the king are glorious. And as he hears your prayers, as they're literally a fragrant offering to him, even they're then thrown to the earth in a censer and are seen as so powerful. Abuse does not preclude proper use. So as we're grasped by the book of Revelation, I hope that we all put aside the way that mediocre, shallow, and bad teaching on it has led us to believe things that are not true.